Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has declared a special three-month campaign to rid Thailand of illegal narcotics, especially amphetamines. But some people fear human rights abuses as Thai police turn to extrajudicial measures to carry out the campaign. Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat calls on officials to rid the country of illicit narcotics by the end of April. Thailand faces a mounting security threat as more than 800 million methamphetamine tablets flood in from neighbouring Burma. Thailand accuses Burma's ethnic United Wa State Army of producing the drugs and smuggling them into Thailand. The Thai government warns there is a drug epidemic affecting up to 3 million youths. The government says numbers are growing despite tough jail sentences for drug users and dealers. For instance, teenagers caught with amphetamines can face 10 years in prison. Besides methamphetamines, known as yaba or the crazy medicine, ecstasy, cocaine and ketamine are also being used heavily. Sandro Calvini is the United Nations Drug Control Program Regional Director. He says Mr. Thaksin hopes to inject a sense of urgency in the campaign by setting a short deadline for officials to meet their goals.
There is not a sense of urgency, there is not a sense of an extraordinary threat to the human security of the region, and therefore appropriate exceptional measures. But it is quite evident that he has in mind that there is a need of a special campaign, and this should not be treated like any other regular problem of the country.
But there are fears that Thai police might resort to murder to show results during the campaign. Over the past few days, at least 23 people were killed in drug-related violence, raising fears that extrajudicial killings are taking place. Newspaper editor Tep Chai Yong welcomes the new focus on the drug problem, but worries the campaign could trigger a wave of bloodshed.
My main concern now is that he seems to be giving a green light to policemen to resort to what we are afraid will be extrajudicial killing of the suspects. Because it looks like the government is giving priority to body count and numbers of the drug seats.
But National Police Chief General Sant Surantandonda has downplayed these fears, saying police only acted in self-defense. Western drug intelligence sources told VOA that the war against traffickers is hampered by cross-border collusion between drug producers and some authorities in Thailand. The sources say unless drug factories in Burma are closed, it will be impossible to halt the trade along the porous border region. Thailand's anti-drug campaign also includes a range of education programs for schools and workplaces. But Dr. Calvani says these are insufficient and calls for all civic health and educational institutions to raise awareness of the risks from drugs. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.